The darkness of this world and its demonic forces of evil reserve a special hatred for men. Men who have been branded in the divine image of their sovereign Creator God. They especially detest godly Christian men who are blood-bought, born-again believers and followers of Jesus Christ. All this is because men are the divinely ordained leaders of the home, family, and church, responsible for sacrificially demonstrating love for those entrusted to their care, just as Jesus Christ did for the world in general and His church in particular. It is no wonder, then, that radical feminism in the world and egalitarian feminism in the church has wreaked havoc on men by marginalizing them to the sidelines after first stripping them of their manhood and then blaming them for not doing what they're supposed to be doing according to the hen house. Rising above all the chatter, Christ Himself is once again standing right here, pointing with His nail-pierced hands the way forward by remembering His biblical design for marriage, home, and family. Despite the naysayers, Almighty God has laid out His plan for manhood in His holy word. Where men, as tender warriors, are taught that this is every man's purpose, every woman's dream, and every child's hope, because every husband is his wife's head, responsible to sacrificially lead her in unconditional love by providing, protecting, nourishing, and cherishing her, just as Christ does for His body, the church. Let's open our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5. It's fascinating because, you know, the world in which we live prefers men to be like this guy here. You can hear this guy. See. What is it?
I don't feel complete. By my side.
Picture, what else? What else? So if, you know, so the world guys like this, you know, and just doofus, these are really honest, they don't. You've been blinded by the devil. Or maybe we'll be right here, actually. And that's good. So, that's another one. Yeah. So, but anyway, Ephesians chapter 5. Last week, first of all, ladies, verse 22-24, wives said, why? Verse 23. The husband is the head of the wife, also Christ is the head of the church, the Savior of the body. For just as the church is subject to wives be to their own husbands, and every other the role and responsibility of the husband's father respect him. is the God to love. See, this is what God is. Christ. So, this is our lives. So, multi it is beautiful. Romans 3, after this. Of death. made alive who were dead in then and there, but he but he said, nor principality. not only nothing to do. Place that they are from all. Of the book of Romans, whereas in time, what has happened? Has a not only cherish. Have to say. Thank you. Amen.